and go back to committee meetings. The zoning and planning committee, I understand from the clerk, will be meeting in here, at least to begin with, and the finance committee will be meeting in its regular meeting location immediately thereafter. We are being both audio taped and videotaped. And again, this is a special meeting of the city council because we had a request for an extension of time for the Garden Remedies project. And because the time was running out on that, we had to act within the time frame in order that it not be constructively acted upon, which I don't think anybody wanted. So without further ado, I'm going to recognize Councilor Rice to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'm going to recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Schwartz. There are going to be two requests. One is to report out on what the Land Use Committee did in regard to the request for an extension of time by Garden Remedies, and then we are going to vote on that by roll call vote, and then we're going to have we will actually have the item up before us tonight. We had to postpone it to this evening, and I will hopefully entertain a motion to postpone that item until the 1st of October, which is our next regularly scheduled meeting, when I hope we'll be voting on the item. So with that, Councilor Schwartz, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. So on page 237 of your docket, this is item 495-18, and this is an extension of time for 289-18, an agreement to an extension of time in which to act on petition number 289-18, Garden Remedies Incorporated, 697 Washington Street Realty Trust, petition for a special permit site plan approval to amend the board order number 167-14 to allow the retail sale of recreational marijuana and medical marijuana, to delete condition number 3 relative to customer appointments, to amend condition number 4 to allow up to 12 employees at one time, to amend condition number 5 to modify the hours of operation, to expand the premises, to include additional space, to allow waivers to perimeter screening requirements, to allow waivers to interior landscaping requirements, to allow waivers for parking facility requirements, for parking in the front setback, waivers to interior landscaping, waivers for interior planting requirements, waivers to requirements for tree planting, waivers to requirements for bumper overhang area landscaping, waivers to requirements for 1-foot candle lighting, as you know, all these. Just a couple more. Waivers for retaining walls over 4 feet in height, and a waiver for 5 parking stalls to the extent necessary in Ward 2, Newton, 697 Washington Street, in the district zone business use 2. The extensive time request was considered at our meeting. Land use approved at 5-0. That is the report of the Land Use Committee, Mr. President.
All right. That is our only item on first call. So I'm going to ask the assistant, the deputy clerk, is that the right title? Assistant clerk, to call the roll, please.
Councilor Albright.
Aye.
Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Baker. Councilor Rufall Glaser.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone. Councilor Cody. Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Down.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile.
Aye.
Councilor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councilor Grossman.
Aye.
Councilor Taylor.
Aye.
Councilor Kelly. Councilor Princeman.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin. Councilor Leary?
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff? Councilor Markowitz?
Aye.
Councilor Noel?
Aye.
Councilor Norton?
Aye.
Councilor Rice?
Aye.
Councilor Schwartz?
Aye.
President Laredo?
Aye.
Carried by a vote of 20 in favor, none opposed, and 4 absent.
Great. I guess I need a formal motion to forego recess. Councilor Schwartz, will you move to forego recess?
I move to forego recess.
All in favor of foregoing recess, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have one item now on second call. If Councilor Schwartz, go ahead, please.
Don't tell my kids that I move to forego recess. This is item 289-18, a request to postpone this item to a date certain, which would be October 1st.
Okay. All right. I think I need a second for that motion. Do I have a second? Councilor Markowitz, second. Okay. Can we do this in a voice vote?
Yes.
All right. All in favor of postponement to October 1st, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Postponed to October 1st. That concludes our business this evening as a full council. Councilor Rice, you have a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn, please.
All right, we are adjourned at 7:05 p.m. Thank you all very much.